the demon stuck its arm into the air, and through a strange sort of rustling, bone and skin stitched back together before my eyes, faster than I'd ever seen something regenerate. Ever.
This is why I usually stick to pouches.
I dashed forward and hacked at the creature's leg.
You know, instead of backpacks.
I stabbed it in the stomach.
Pouches don't trouble anyone.
The creature huffed fire at me, raking it down my front again. I capped my head in ice magic, keeping it subtle in the hopes it wouldn't be seen, to save myself from going completely bald. Call me vain, but I like my hair. Once again, the demon's wounds magically righted themselves. I needed to get serious.
Say hello to my little friend.
I blasted the thing with a stream of hellfire. Since I wasn't the only creature here capable of producing hellfire, I felt safe in showing that little trick. The hellfire punched a hole in its middle. The demon's scream shook me to my core. Panic bubbled up, wild and paralyzing, begging me to run, scream, cry, or just cower at its feet. I could barely think through the terror.
Ooh, that is a great trick. That's some magic that would really help the bounty hunting gig.
The hole made by my fire didn't stitch back together, so I hit it with another blast, square in the chest. Realizing its magical scream hadn't produced the desired effect, on me anyway. All the other creatures had scattered. Even Darius had jogged backward a few paces. The demon launched forward, swiping at me first with one hand, then the other.
How are you still going?
I dodged, barely getting out of the way, then slashed with my sword, catching its wrist and severing its hand cleanly this time. Chancing my ice magic, since the place had cleared out and I'd already decided this demon couldn't be left to live and tell tales, I smacked its feet with hardened air, pushing them out from under it. Shock bled through its expression. At least it could have been shock. I only had a moment to catch it before its face smacked against the rock. I jumped onto its back and hacked down like a wild thing. My blade sliced through its neck, which, thank all that was holy, didn't stitch back together. I kept hacking. The thing was made of strong stuff. Finally, I separated think tank from body. It rolled 2 feet away, and I barely kept from gagging. Severing heads was seriously gross. Ugh, I hated doing it.